Oye, mujer.
Yes.
Are you hiring?
Sí.
Well, let me tell you a little bit of an advice.
Okay.
Every business...
Give me an advice, bitch.
Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I know you agree. ZipRecruiter links what you're looking for, identifies people within the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Want to know more?
I do.
In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just, get this, 1 day.
1 day?
I know, I can't believe it either, but the right candidate is out there for you, my friend. ZipRecruiter is how you find them.
Cool.
Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free! Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. One more time. ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like...
¿Tú tienes marido? Entonces búscate uno porque no tienes nada que hacer.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kisho, kisho, kisho.
How are you, Babelex?
I'm tired, man. I'm not gonna lie. And very full.
Tired and full.
Yes.
Great.
Full of grace.
Ay, qué lindo. Ay, qué lindo.
Como María.
Qué lindo. Have you been, dude?
I'm good. I am wrapping up my semester, starting the summer session. Today was the first day of summer session.
Ooh, summer school.
Yes, but it's weird because you have to learn everything of a semester in 3 weeks.
Mm.
So it's a little bit of a challenge. I've done it before.
Yes.
But still. Like, it's a challenge.
And here we are recording in your office again. So nice. We have a UNLV studio now.
It's very fancy in here, indeed.
Very, very fancy. We haven't actually caught up in a while because a lot of the episodes we play, we pre-record. But this, we are recording the week that it comes out. And a lot has happened.
Oh, my God. Too much. But tell me what you ate for lunch first.
Oh, my God. So we just got back from L.A. And I was with my good Judy Lance the whole weekend.
Shout out, Lance. We fucking love you.
Lance Smith. Check out his art. Lance L. Smith art. Google it, locas. We stopped at Peggy Sue's Diner near Barstow.
You know, I've driven through that place at least 50 times in my life, and I've never stopped.
Well, I have stopped several times. And each time I go, it's more tragic.
Yeah.
So if you don't know this diner, Peggy Sue's Diner has been around for a while.
Uh-huh. On Highway I-15.
Yes, I-15. From Vegas to infinity and
beyond.
And it's this 50s style diner that's like has a huge gift shop. And then there's a back area with like metal dinosaurs. And then has like a pond, like a filthy ass pond.
No.
With like turtles and ducks in it. Like it's green. So green that you can't see to the bottom of it. You know, it's just
like emerald green or like dirty green?
Like poop. Green. It's disgusting. But I mean, I guess maybe the turtles love it because it's the algae. I don't know. What are turtles? I don't know.
Yo ando mal en biología, girl, so I don't know.
I know. You don't even believe in the doctors. So, anyway, we went in there with Lance and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. You know, of the 50s. Look at all the waitresses dressed up in these funny outfits. And there's like, all these records on the wall and like cutouts of celebrities.
Are they dressed like Monica from Friends with the fake boobs?
Yes, like that. Yes. Well, I mean, pretty close.
Yeah.
And then we sit at the table and we're like surrounded by like all these white faces. And like Lance is the only person of color in the room. And he goes, yeah. By the way, Lance is a black man. He goes, yeah, the 50s was pretty lit for white people. Oh, he's like, no.
This is real cute.
He's like, I wonder if they're going to let me sit here.
Pinche Lance.
And it was so fucked up because we sat next to a portrait of Liz Taylor as Cleopatra.
Ay, Dios mío.
And then we were looking around and seeing all the images of the people. And Lance was like, you know, every entertainer that is featured in this room is appropriating black culture.
So like blackface or brownface?
No, like think about Elvis.
Yes.
Like he didn't do blackface, but he was just copying black people.
Correct.
And then there's like giant ass statues of the Blues Brothers. Like,
oh my God, you know what why? I mean? Like,
everybody in that fucking
room. No BB King, no nothing?
No, bitch. Not a person, not a POC in the house.
Oh my God, how scary. No.
Everything. Like from like Betty Boop. Like, did you know that Betty Boop was like a black character before she became a white cartoon?
I didn't
cartoon?
Know that, but it doesn't surprise right? me at all. Yes.
Anyway.
The visual culture of the 20th century of this country, it's filled with little stories like that.
It was the food there was disgusting. I recommend it. it really makes you think about life. So I'm like, I'm healthy now, you know, like I'm eating vegetarian all the time.
You're doing pretty good.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I got a veggie burger and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get the Marlon Brando. It has mushrooms on it. This fucking veggie patty comes out on this burger, bitch.
No.
With canned, they just like literally opened a can of mushrooms and poured it on top of a veggie patty on
Así
a bun.
Así como de la Campbell soup?
Yes.
No.
Yes, bitch.
Like cream of mushroom. That's
no,
fucking...
no, just mushrooms. Just imagine mushrooms from in a water can. In a can.
No.
Poured onto a burger.
No. Ugh.
And then I said, you know what? That's pretty accurate. That's what people...
Ate in the 50s.
Okay. Come through.
Oh, my God.
Come through, 50s. Yeah, it was good. It was, I mean, I just, like, wiped the mushrooms off. You know, there's nothing better to me than an old, reliable veggie patty. You know what I'm saying?
But they're very hard to get.
They're not that hard.
Are they not?
Every time I go to a hipster restaurant and they make their own veggie patty, I'm like... This is going to fall apart. I've only been to one restaurant where they make their own veggie patty where it was like good. Because usually it's just like mushy black beans with like chickpeas and
quinoa.
Rice. I'm like, just you guys, just buy the fake shit. It's okay.
You know, when I was exercising a lot, that was my to-go protein meal. It was patties, but I used to get them from Sprouts. They have some really good ones there.
Today's episode has been brought to you by Sprouts.
But I will load that shit up. It will be the... patty, aguacate, un huevo, and then I will make a mixture of mayo, mustard, and ketchup and just like slatter that whole thing up. As long as they didn't have carbs.
Then
a lot of pinche grasa
y
azúcar.
Then you will put like
bitch. Un bubulubu.
Yeah. And I put chocolate syrup on top.
I squeeze a fucking pelon on it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What did you have for lunch?
I ate at my mom's.
Okay.
Some of you know I've been living with my parents.
Cool.
And I'm going to miss it. But she made carne molida con papas. That's it. Very simple.
Oh, my God. So
in arroz.
So good.
But you know, like, we're Mexicans. We're extra. So there were, like, three salsas on the table. There was aguacate. There was cheese. There was tortillas, galletas saladas. So I ate so much. I mean, yes. That was the thing. Like, I remember inviting my friends in Albuquerque. Shout out Fito. Shout out Maddie. To have caldo de res. But that was just the beginning. Like, I will load the table with chicharrones, with aguacate, with different salsas. That's the meal when you just put everything together. So that's every meal
you know,
my parents.
My grandma used to show out like that, my Mexican grandma, for everything. And after my grandfather died, she stopped. She stopped cooking. She's like a 50s mom now. Like, anything that she can eat out of a can or, like, make instant, she does it.
And she doesn't allow people to touch her fridge?
Oh, bitch. What, you bringing that up? You want me to call you out?
Yes.
People think I'm mean to you, but you trigger these responses from me.
I wanted you to talk about it because it's so good.
So, as some of you know, Latinx Mother's Day was on May 10th. And what I do on May 10th is I go to all my mother's house. So I go to my tia's houses, I go to my grandmother's houses, and my mom was too busy this Mother's Day, so I'll see her next week. But
Pero ella tiene a Cristo para celebrar.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. So, I went to my Mexican grandma's house and we're just chatting, catching up. And she's like, hey, ¿cómo está tu amigo? And I was like, ¿cuál? She's like, el confianzudo. I was like, what?
That is me, bish.
El confianzudo. And I'm like, ¿Babelito? She's like, sí, el que entró a la casa y nomás abrió la hielera. Sin... I was like, what?
She literally.
Apparently.
But this was like a year ago.
Bitch, you so, yes. Now you know where I get this shit from, okay?
Oh my
God. You think I hold grudges? My grandma probably journaled about this. She probably wrote a poem about it.
She had a fucking blog about it.
Oh my gosh. So what happened was when we were shooting that Me Too video, like...
Over a year ago,
Babelito, myself, and Jasmine and Alfredo.
Shout out Jasmine and Alfredo.
We all went to my grandma's house to film that little part where we're in front of my grandma's furniture in her living room.
Mm-hmm.
And during one of the breaks, Babelito enters my grandma's kitchen and just opens the fridge to look for something.
I don't remember doing that, to be honest.
I am shocked. Like, I am mad.
You're chuket.
Completamente chuket. Because that was one thing that was always ingrained in me as a kid, is like, do not open other people's fridges in casas ajenas. Like,
that is... But that's the thing why I'm also chuket, because I don't do that.
That is so rude. So you went to my grandma's house and you broke the number one fucking rule. Like, you might as well have, like, taken your shoes off and, like, kicked them up on the table on her rococo furniture, bitch.
Rococo, rococo.
And when you did that, my grandma went up to you and she's like, can I help you? And you're just like, nah, nah, nah. Like, you just joked about it and my grandma just gave you daggers, bitch.
I think I just got soda or something like that.
Out of the fridge that you opened without asking.
But at that point, I mean, yeah.
Bitch,
I don't know,
I've been
man.
Friends with you for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
I just opened the fridge at your mom's house to put beer in it for the first time this year.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
I always add
nope.
without There's, asking.
That's got to be another time that you opened the fridge.
Yes, but I've asked your mom if I could open the fridge.
Really?
Yes. Because
My
I
mom
was
will be
raised.
Like, yes, of course.
Yes. And then you open it when they say, yes, of course. I was raised correct. Listen, if there's any listeners who have these same rules, please let me know.
No, girl.
Send
like,
it to asklwlpod@gmail.com. What?
I must have felt some sort of comfort because I will not just go to somebody's house and open their fridge. It's like going to somebody's house and open their medicine cabinet. Like, you just don't do that.
Well, you do do that. But that's in the bathroom where nobody can see you.
But still, like, this is how that I am. Like, I have, tengo curiosidad, but I just don't open it. I'm like, no, I don't want to find out. So I don't open it.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that I did that. I must have felt comfortable in the house at one point.
I don't know how that's possible because my grandma is not very nice.
I don't know. Maybe. Es que yo ya no tengo abuelitas.
Oh, well, my grandma don't like... That's one less grandma too because she does not like you. That was so fun. She called you a lot of other stuff too, but we're going to take that for her, for her honor. I'm not going to say anything. Anyway,
oh my God.
We have been through so much in the last, I don't know.
Month
that we haven't done a Guara Guara La Cuchara episode.
It's been a lot.
What do you want to talk about first?
I don't know. I want to talk about everything, but I feel like, while it's fresh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about DragCon.
RuPaul's DragCon at the Las Vegas Convention Center, May 11th, 12th, and 13th.
You know, bitch, we're so conceited.
Why?
Because last year we talked about it and we were so fucking excited for like a whole month. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were nervous for a month to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're like, oh, okay, I guess we'll do it. I mean, I was excited, but I feel like... I don't know, man. Like, as soon as we got there, I remember why we got so excited. Because it was fucking awesome, right?
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, okay. Let's go for it. I don't know. Like, I feel like that euphoria of the first year wasn't there.
I think it's because we didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we did it the first year, it was so overwhelming for me that it was super overwhelming. I was not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I love, do not get me wrong. I love drag queens. I love drag con.
No, and it was wonderful.
Like, it's so cool. Pero yo, I completely get starstruck. I can't even.
Bitch, when you hug Miss Jasmine Masters, los lentes se te foguearon, güey.
Bitch. I can't believe we didn't get a recording with her. I was so gone. Jush, she came up to me and hugged me. And those hugs were not good.
A petty,
like, ooh, Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle hug. No, this was a real ass hug. Jasmine Masters, like, hugged my soul.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She was so, and she just, like, was talking to us like we were regular ass people. That was crazy.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. What an inspiration. I couldn't say anything, but I did buy the Jush fan. You know, it was so awesome to be carrying that around DragCon.
I have a picture of your foggy glasses.
No, why don't you send me? Bitch, you need to airdrop that shit. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I saw Tammy Brown. When I saw Tammy Brown, I was
you
like,
all
no.
lost it. You
no,
all lost
all
it.
All of us. No. Shout out to my friend Lori, to Lance. To Emmanuel, who else was with us?
And that's it.
And that's it. We were walking around. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. What was your favorite?
I still haven't met Alisa Edwards.
Bitch, we were 3 feet away from her. What do you want to say to her?
That's all. I don't know.
Then what's the point of meeting them?
I don't know. Like, I want to hug her. Like, I want to get a hug from Alisa. God. Like, you got a hug from Jasmine Masters.
She's not going to hug you that way, bitch. And then you're going to be disappointed.
Well, I was very happy to be 3 feet away.
Right. Like, that's all you need.
She's my favorite. She is my fucking favorite.
Yes.
So I want to meet. That was beautiful. And I wanted to talk to Dita again. And I saw her walk by and I was just hitting you. I'm like, Dita.
Bitch. What are you talking to me for? You know I'm starstruck. I'm not going to do it.
But I was starstruck. Like, yeah. Dita starstruck me. Alisa Edwards. Those were the two ones this weekend because it was so fast. It was different than last year. And it's improved. The room is gigantic. You don't get crowded. The lines don't last like hours and hours and hours to meet your queens. For those of you who are not familiar, DragCon is basically a big conference of drag queens.
It's a convention.
Convention of drag queens. So it's both. It's a conference and a convention. But yeah, it's a convention of drag queens. And there's different booths. And every booth is like representing art about drag queens or makeup or wigs. Anything involved with the industry of drag queens. However, there's parts of the whole convention where there are just booths of the different stars of RuPaul's Drag Race. La otra. And so you will have a booth only of Alisa Edwards, a booth only for Jangela, blah, 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 blah. So you can get in line, buy your picture and get an autograph and meet them and hug them, blah, 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 blah. But last year, for example, the Valentina, the, ¿cómo se llama la otra? Flaquita.
Violet Chachki.
Yeah, Violet Chachki. She had gigantic lines and it just was overwhelming because you had like screaming teenagers in your ear at all times. But this year, just you can walk around, enjoy it, actually admire the art. I saw some really cool t-shirts and pins that I remember from last year that I enjoyed. However,
we went on Sunday, so we were just there for one day. I think if we would have gone on Saturday, it would have been a different experience. Mm-hmm. But I liked it because it wasn't as crowded.
Yeah.
But because it wasn't as crowded, it kind of looked a little sparse. Like, I feel like DragCon looked amazing last year. Do you remember how it was set up?
Yeah.
This year, everything was so spread out, it kind of was boo-boo.
Yeah.
Like, the way that, but they recreated the workroom, which was cool.
That was really cool.
They had a bunch of, like, selfie stations.
And they were not crowded either, which you could just go and take it.
So, that's the pluses and minuses. Like, it's more spread out, so it doesn't look as, like interior design-wise. Like, the design wasn't the greatest. Mm-hmm. And also, the wayfinding was really weird. Like, usually it's nice to have like very distinct, is it the aisles? Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of stuff was kind of open.
Yeah.
But you know, I think we saw everything. I think we did.
Yeah.
And then like getting to the conference rooms to where the panels were.
There were no signs. Our panel was scheduled for 11 everywhere, even though we were supposed to go at 3. Like, that I don't know. Was
bullshit. Even in the program, it said 11.
Yeah.
And our email said be there at 2:30.
And we still got people, but like, I feel like we would have gotten a lot more people. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway,
it was wonderful. We were supposed to interview Latina queens and talk about Latino, Latinx issues. We were supposed to get Alexis Mateo,
April Carrion,
Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
And then when it came down to it, only Cynthia Lee Fontaine showed up.
Yes.
And then I thought about it, and I was like, it's probably because April and Alexis were ready to go at 11, and we didn't show up.
Yeah.
So hopefully they don't think that we didn't show up on time.
Yeah.
Because we were there. We were just not informed that they changed the time of our panel.
Yeah.
So, sorry. And you know what, though? You want to know something?
Yes.
I love that it was just Cynthia because we really
got into it.
Yes, we really got to talking to her and we got her story. We got a different side of Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Yes,
and that's exactly what I thought because we see this persona on the show, but I feel like we really got into it with her.
Yeah.
And we learned all kinds of things, surprising things, beautiful things. She has a degree in clinical psychology that I didn't know about.
She got more degrees than a thermometer.
Right, and she got into it. Stupid.
Shout out to Patty LaHell.
And the development of her drag career based on her actual degree and involvement with community. Like, I didn't know any of those things. So I was really, really excited. I was really, really excited to hear all of that.
Yeah. It was so cool because actually, you know what bothered me? They had different green rooms this year. Last year when we were in the green room, we were with all the drag queens.
And now they had the
queens they had separated. Separate green rooms for like the moderators and then a separate one for the drag queens, which was like, I thought that was the point of us getting there early was to like get to know the queens a little bit so we wouldn't be so nervous. But mm-hmm. they like had Cynthia and Lanesha Sparks was like eating a whole tray of sandwiches. But I don't know why I like calling that out because I thought it was so funny. Like, she's like so fierce, like walking down the hallway, the new pinche tray of the sandwiches. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
Jamon. So.
But my favorite part about DragCon, it's still my favorite part from last year.
What?
To see kids embracing Drag Race. Yeah. I mean, drag in general. I saw this fucking 7-year-old walking from one booth to the other. Maybe he was going from his uncle's booth to his parents' booth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no fucking tomorrow. Bitch, that little girl was sashaying away. Like, there was nothing else left. Like, his life depended on it. And the fact that he felt safe to do that and nobody was judging. In fact, as he was walking by us, people were, like, fucking snapping their fingers. Like, that's, to me, the essence of DragCon. So, yes, there's a lot of things that can be improved. I'm sure it's going to keep getting better. But just to see that, like, that made my whole entire weekend. Just a little moment. I was like, yes, queen. This is like 7-year-old. Like, it's beautiful. So it was great. I saw families, more families than last year. Like, I saw two dads with their kids and, like, parents, mom and dad. Like, that was really cool. So I feel like that's the essence of why I still respect RuPaul. Because bringing that to normalcy, to make it normal, that's, to me, that's very important.
Yeah, that's cool. So let's talk about, sorry, I can't pretend. So let's talk about our favorite people that we saw. Well, who else did we see?
God.
Well, I'm just going to give a couple shout outs because I love Damiana Garcia. She mm-hmm. was outside eating a hot dog when we were leaving.
Oh, yeah, you got a picture with
her. I fucking love her.
I don't know her.
Oh, my God, bitch. Like, are you gay? Like, what is wrong with you? Do you know who Devin Green is?
Yes.
Who's Devin Green?
Devin Green is a comedian.
Yes!
She's in the board of Archetopia. I told you that.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I meant to tell her that, but I was like, she seems like she's walking away. So I'm just like, I'm not going to talk to her. But yeah.
Oh, but I talked to her. Devin Green, I got to meet. And she actually wanted to talk to me, but I was so nervous. That's why I don't like to talk to people that I'm like fans of. Because I'm just like,
Te congelas.
I don't know what to say. But she was really nice. We did multiple signature chin poses, like the hand on the chin.
That's right.
That was really funny.
Yes.
And then I saw a lot of people. I really wanted to meet Monique Hart because I love Monique. She's like She was one of my favorites this past season because mm-hmm. she was like the narrator of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd be like, America! And then say whatever, you know? And we saw Asia.
I wanted to see Monet exchange and I didn't see her.
She was like hidden behind her shit. Oh, no. We saw Sasha. We saw... Oh, who else did we see?
Sasha's so good.
I know. Oh my God. Anyway, and most importantly, Miss Vanjie.
Girl.
So right before we did our panel, there was a press room and we saw Miss Vanjie in there. And Babalito was like, oh my God, Miss Vanjie. And I said, let me get the recorder, bitch.
Let's
We're
go.
We're gonna do this. And we did this really quick impromptu recording. Should we just play it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Mwah. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Babelito.
Hi. Mwah. Babelito. Yes. I love that.
And we're from the podcast Latinos Who Lunch.
Fierce.
Porque todos comemos, right?
Right. We need to.
What is your favorite food?
I love Spanish food.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because, well, of course, like, it's nothing like home-cooked mama food, like yes. rice, beans. I don't eat meat. But I, you know, I thought I was a good fish, so I'm pescatarian.
Yeah.
So something like that. Or like camarones al ajillo. How do you pronounce it correctly?
Camarones como?
Al ajillo. Like,
yes. With garlic. Uh-huh. That's my tea. I love that.
Oh, my God.
So now that you exploded overnight, what do you look for? Like, what kind of food do you look for when you are on the road?
To be honest.
You were just in London.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And ordering things over the... Yeah, some of the food I was like, what is going on? There's no flavor. A lot of room service is a lot of what's happening. Uber Eats is a lot of what's happening.
Yes.
And I try not to eat too much because I'm in drag all the time.
Yeah.
When I'm in drag, I don't have an appetite because you're corseted. You don't want to like have to use the bathroom. It's a fucking nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So we're really excited because we're doing a panel in a couple minutes with
Fierce.
Your drag mother.
Alexis.
And Alexis like, Mateo.
Like, yeah.
Yes. April Carrion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
all the Latin queens.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine. We're so excited.
I saw that.
So you're Latina.
Yes.
From Puerto Rico.
Yes.
You are based out of Florida?
Yes.
Yes. So do you feel, we're going to ask them on the panel, but we want to get your take on it. Do you feel that you are forced to kind of perform your Latinidad sometimes?
Yes.
How do you feel about
that? Like that you have to put the Latin thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I feel like, to be honest, I'm Puerto Rican, and it is what it is. I don't, like, shove it down someone's throat. But if they ask me, yes, I'm Puerto Rican. If I need to speak Spanish, I will speak Spanish. It's just something, it's just me. I don't think too hard about it. Like, I guess some people feel like they need to put that in the, and that's what they want to sell.
Yeah.
And that's cute if that's what you want to do. Like, I'm proud of being Hispanic.
Yes.
Just, but it's not like, I'm like, hey, I'm Puerto Rican. Hey, I'm Puerto Rican. Hey, you know, like, I'm just like, it's me. And if they ask me, yes, I would say, and if I need to speak Spanish, and I love it, and it's my background and my family, and you can tell my mom, like, if I'm out of drag, I look very Puerto Rican, I feel like.
Oh, yes.
So what kind of love have you received from the Latino community after just exploding?
They have been amazing, and everyone's like, oh, where are you from? You're from Ponce, and whatever. Like, speaking to them is everything, because you feel like there's, like, automatically family. So it takes me to, like, a part where
it's so different.
Relax, and I'm like, okay, I can talk to them like normal. I don't have to be, like, super happy if I feel like, girl, I'm so tired.
You don't have to fake it.
Exactly,
with us,
Which I never really think of, but, you know, like, it's like a sense of, like, really comfort. Like, you can even start talking about your ex and all that other shit with them. Like,
With our audience loves you. Latinos Who Lunch loves you. We dedicated an episode to you.
A whole episode to you. You're amazing.
Yes,
please.
Love you.
I need to see this.
Yes.
I love it. Or hair, whatever.
We'll send it to you.
Please, yes.
So, of course, everybody probably asked you to do it, and we're going to ask you to, sign off with your famous
Miss
sign
Vanjie.
Off. Yes.
I would love to. Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie, Miss Vanjie. Thank you, guys. I love you.
Thank you.
Mwah. Thank you.
Thank you. Mwah. Can we get a quick picture with you?
Of course, yes.
Oh. Wherever the lighting's the best.
Dead, bitch. I'm dead.
When I say...
Muerto.
When I said I shit my pants...
Oh.
It's because I shit my pants.
I can't believe that happened.
You know? I was like... Because right before somebody asked her to do also the Miss Vanjie thing, I'm like, no, we shouldn't do that.
Ask her.
And then you did it, and I was like, yes!
Fuck it! She loved it.
She did. She got it.
Did you see her get into character?
Oh,
she got into it. Oh, my God. That was so good.
I was starstruck. But it was like, dude, like, it's so silly for one thing, but I'm just... Oh.
I love how conversational she is and how, like...
She's real.
Oh, yes. My God. Yes. That was so cool.
No, it was great. I can't wait to see what she's going to do in the future because, like,
yeah,
she's just getting started, man. She's just getting started. It's amazing.
That was so cool.
And
someday we will have her on the podcast for real for a whole hour.
Imagínate.
I just want to talk to her.
It will be so funny.
Yeah.
It will be so funny.
But I'm sure we'll see her on season 4 of All Stars.
Yes, she has to
come
back.
I mean, she already won season 10.
She's the most... Yes, right? I think she's the most famous first person to leave ever in Drag Race history. And I just want everybody to stay tuned because we're going to try to get the audio from that panel with Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was a really good interview. I actually was very proud of us because we prepared 3 questions and we just put it together and we end up having a, 40-minute conversation with her. And it was great. It was great. I learned to... understand and admire Cynthia Lee Fontaine in a completely different light. So hopefully we'll get the outing as soon as we get it. Believe us, we're going to put it out there.
I am more of a fan now. She is so awesome.
But so my drag weekend started and ended there. And I know yours started on Saturday and just ended a couple of hours
this
ago.
This has been a drag year for me. First of all, before I forget, I want to thank all the people that went to see our panel. There was... so many amazing listeners there, some that I've never met before.
Yeah.
And but big shout out to Jonathan and Thomas and Luis and Jose, Peter, Paul, George, Ringo, everybody that was there. I know I'm gonna forget people's names, so I just but
we went to go have some bum.
Yeah.
Bum pupusas afterwards.
It was so cool to hang out with them just because, you know, like through the podcast we've met so many people and so many people are connected through not through Latinos Who Lunch, but just different places that I go. Like, oh, my friend in L.A. listens to you. My friend in San Diego listens to you. You know, people in Austin. And then they're all friends. So whenever I travel, I get to meet this, like, web of, like, badass, like, brown people.
It's amazing.
So I just felt really special to be there sitting with them eating.
Yeah.
And not me, like... stalking their Instagram like I usually do, you know.
So I know, like I was like, I know all I of know. You bitches.
I recognize all you hosts. It was so fun. It was so fun, and we made a couple new friends. So I'm so excited to see them again because I know we're gonna run into them again.
Yeah.
So that was so cool. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, so during DragCon there was also Bushwig LA. Do you know about Bushwig?
You need to tell me more about it.
Okay. So Bushwig was started by a couple drag queens in Bushwick, New York, Brooklyn. One of them is Horror Chata, which I got to meet. Amazing. Shout out to my friend Michael Aguirre, who introduced me to Horror Chata. He was there. And I made friends with Michael in San Francisco. So
damn.
I know, bitch. I've been everywhere, man. I'm not fucking... Willie Nelson song, or what is it? Johnny Cash? I don't know. All white people are the same to me.
Yeah.
So, before I went to do my installation in Reno, I stopped in San Francisco, and I actually recorded stuff, but I don't know if we're going to have time to play it, so I might have to save it for another episode. But I met with Mario, our friend from Austin, MJV.rocks, right? The Instagram star.
Yes.
And so he's there for a little bit, and he's like, hey, I'm in San Francisco. You know, I'd love for you to introduce me to your friends. And I was like, you know what, bitch? I haven't been to San Francisco in like 15 years.
I've never been there.
I want to go. And I stayed with Juan Fernandez.
Shout out to Juan.
Amazing.
Juan gave me the warmest welcome when I went to New York. We talked for days. We still talk on the phone occasionally. Friend of the podcast. Amazing person. We love you so much.
And I know you love him. And I never really hung out with him. So I was so excited. And... Juan came through, bitch. He is
always
a real ass motherfucker. So,
and he's working in a really interesting project in school, so I can't wait.
Yes.
We already recommended some of his stuff, I think.
He's an archivist, right? And I don't want to talk about the project because I don't think it's completely done, we're going to have him on the show, hopefully.
Yes, and we'll get into it.
He can talk about it, but it's really interesting what he's doing. This is very cryptic, great podcasting. But La Chucha also lives in Oakland, like Juan. So I got to hang out with him, and he introduced me to all his friends. And it was just like by the end of the night,
when escándalo de pulseras.
Era un escándalo. Exactly. Whatever you just said. Anyway, all that to say, that while I was there, I met a couple of our listeners, Persia, who is a drag queen, and she's also an educator. So she's teaching the children, walking the children in nature during the daytime, and at night she is a fierce fucking drag queen. She
shout out. Amazing. Shout out.
So she told me about Bushwig in LA. So Bushwig is now Bushwig New York, Bushwig LA. And I think they're doing Bushwig Berlin soon.
Damn. Which is fucking cool. That's cool.
So I went to the one in LA. It was just so cool seeing all these queens. And Bushwig is more like Brooklyn drag, like alternative drag. But they also had a lot of local queens there. So it was cool to see some of like the grungier like LA queens.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. I had such a good time. Persia.
And they did it just one night or?
Two nights. Nice. It was a whole weekend.
And you went
Both nights,
yes,
girl.
Queen.
Yes. I got my whole entire life. But I kept it cute. I didn't black out. I enjoyed every moment. I remember everybody. It was great.
I wish I would have gone. I was potatoing because I was too fucking high on the weekend.
Oh, my God. Girl, you need to snap out of it. Do something with your life. God.
Oh,
okay.
God.
So shout out to Persia. That was so cool. But now I have some new favorite drag queens. Dude. Of course, Meatball was there the second night. We've talked about Meatball.
I love Meatball.
She is so funny.
She's amazing.
But there was this drag queen. I really love her. Name is Miss Toto. She's from LA.
Oh, no. My
gosh. She came out in just like a thong and like her boy body in a blonde wig.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of her set, she just smashed a watermelon in front of everybody and just like squirted it at the audience. Oh, it was so good. And the last night of Bushwig, all of the RuPaul's Drag Race, like Brooklyn queens, showed up to show the support.
Oh my God.
Because there was a lot of girls from the House of Aja performing.
Yes.
And so.
So Aja was there.
Aja was there.
Wait, Aja has her house?
Yes, the House of Aja, bitch.
Damn. She's how old is she?
12, I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
There was a couple of queens from the House of Aja that performed, and I also saw Thorgy there. I saw Sasha Velour was there. They were all out of drag, though.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw Shea Calais, but maybe I just made that up. But then... For sure, I saw Violet Chachki. She was there walking around.
Awesome.
So it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had a busy weekend.
It was very busy. Very
And you
busy.
Were just there for 2 days.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Yeah. Well, I got there for the con.
Yeah.
I got there Saturday night.
Yeah.
To see Persia. And then the next day was Drag Race. And then I just got home right now. Monday. It's Monday.
We're recording on Monday. Yeah, I got home like at noon. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's wonderful. No, I feel like I've been very busy, but it's all school related. It's all boring compared to like your drag queen stories.
Yeah, but you have some amazing news. You kind of mentioned it before, I think, when you recorded by yourself, but you're moving, aren't you?
Okay, so I want to... Okay.
Why are you like rolling your eyes? Like it's like
No. This is good because I've been applying to jobs.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I was gonna get anything. Cause you know, like it's that como se dice? That imposter syndrome, is that how you call it?
Imposter syndrome.
Yes, that's real, bitch. That's real in our community and it's real. Mm-hmm. I feel it. And I thought the podcast was gonna limit me in getting a job. I know the people that wrote me letters of recommendation for this specific job put the podcast in it, and I thought, that's it. It's over. I'm not going to get this job. I'm going to be here forever. And I got it, bitch. I got a 2-year appointment at the University of Illinois at Chicago. So I'm going to be teaching my discipline. And I sort of mentioned in the last episode, but this is like official now. And I'm moving there in a couple months.
Wow.
That's it. I can't believe it. I can't believe an institution like that wants me. Like, I still cannot believe it. But I'm also very excited because I get to do research. I teach less classes. I have half the students. I get paid a lot more. And I just, Chicago is filled with like resources for me to exploit. So I'm going to do it. I'm just going to, this next year or 2 years, depending if it gets renewed, it's just going to be work, 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 work. And I'm excited. I'm so excited and I'm ready. I'm ready to party.
Wow. Yeah. So is this the end of Latinos Who Lunch?
Yes. I think this is
Thank God. I'm tired, dude.
Vámonos.
Okay, good.
Close the business.
Oh, my God. What a relief.
Everybody, calm down. That's fucked up, man.
Why?
Everybody calm down.
I actually
down.
Did just feel really relieved. That is fucked up. I'm sorry.
But we're gonna make it work. We pre-record things. We talked, like, Fabi and I talked about it. Hopefully you get to come and spend, like, weeks at a time if you want to in Chicago.
I gotta check my Google calendar.
Girl, I feel like Chicago is gonna be like San Francisco. Like, we're gonna get this big community because that's like our number two city that listens to Latinos.
But you get there what month?
Agosto.
Girl, it's gonna be cold already.
No, bitch.
Well, you know I'm booked this. She is booked this year.
Okay, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna stop you right there.
What?
Everybody, instead of celebrating this fucking accomplishment for me, I'm not talking about you. Everybody's like, oh, you're moving to Chicago. It's cold there. I'm like, can we stop for a second and not be fucking negative and celebrate me because I deserve to be fucking celebrated
instead of
because everybody's throwing shade that it's going to be so cold that I'm going to hate it. Like, fucking fuck you. Fuck you, everybody.
Okay, like, now think outside of yourself.
No, I'm not because this is my moment, damn it.
Everybody is saying that because they don't want to see you go. Think about that.
Please.
This is my moment. Laganja, get out of here, bitch.
Seriously, like everybody say something, they're like, oh, it's so cold
it's
over there.
It's because they know you and I've seen you in like below 60 weather and you're like with a fucking fur coat on.
You and Michaela are the only people that have seen me. I'm talking about everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to do it,
I wasn't prepared.
I love the cold. So
that
I don't mind it.
Yeah. No, it's going to be bad. But no, I'm going to, I know that I'm gonna invest like $500 just on clothes for the winter. So,
fashion show. Well, you know, I'm really excited to visit you next year. That's when I'll be able to visit you.
Yeah.
So, just you got to let me know ahead of time. I know that's not your favorite thing to do. We can put it in the calendar and like plan.
Because I'm not gonna be there. I think December and January.
Okay, so and we'll in be, the spring.
Yes,
springtime for Favi. Yes,
that's right.
That's when I'll be in Chicago with you.
So, but it's exciting because I already have a community in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm not even there. Like, you know,
isn't that like the number two or the number one spot where like there's Mexican immigrants in America?
I think Chicago
has a lot of Mexicans. You're welcome.
I know that I know for a while it was the second after Houston, I think. But
Houston, Texas, Mexico.
But there's a long history of Mexicanos, and I'm looking for a place in Pilsen. Like, I'm gonna live in fucking the Mexican neighborhood, and it's close to school. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I've always wanted to live in a big city. So
Chicago's awesome.
Chicago is so cool. Yeah. And the listeners, you know what it is?
What?
Because I mean, we got listeners everywhere, and everybody's awesome. But the attitude of Chicagoans. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Chicogas? They're amazing. Like, I don't know, man. They're amazing. Like, you don't get that big city attitude from them. And that's what I like about Chicago as opposed to other big cities around the world.
Yeah,
because
they have a complex.
¿Por qué? Because
they're the second city, like the second
biggest. Cuidado que te van a venir a atacar.
I love Chicago. I'm just saying that's why.
You think that's what it is?
Well, yeah, because like New Yorkers are the assholes, and then like Chicago is like the nice people.
Ones. Okay, yeah. I'll take the nice ones over the assholes, though.
I mean, but every time I've been to New York, everybody's been really nice.
Me too.
Yeah,
right.
And the one time I went to
Chicago. No, the first time I went to New York, it wasn't nice. But
really?
Anyway, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but
don't say
you're probably opening people's fridges without asking. Pendejo.
Estúpida mi pelo. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we take a little break?
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, my God, Babelito.
Qué pedo.
I am so excited about Lindo Michoacán's new menu.
Dude, have you seen it? Have you tasted? Have you tried it?
I just got back to Las Vegas, and this is going to be the first thing that I do when I go out to eat. I'm going to Lindo Michoacán.
El original.
The original on Desert Inn. Dude. East desert in, because the east side is the best side of Las Vegas.
Excuse you.
And you know, if you haven't been to Lindo, Michoacan, put your life together. Because, I mean, it's the best Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas.
Not only that, it's the best place to celebrate your birthday. There's live music. There's like regular margaritas and organic margaritas. What is happening?
The organic margarita on the rocks is my fucking favorite.
Because it's so good.
And the entertainment there is live. They're not fucking around. There's a lady making your tortillas fresh and she gets paid well, okay? And last time I went there, the performer was singing my favorite song ever to karaoke.
¿Cuál, you
know, my go-to karaoke song. You don't know it?
I don't know it.
It's the Alejandro Fernandez song. Te quiero. That one. Oh, anyway, Lindo Michoacán's amazing, and they are giving us all
20% off.
That's right. If you order something and you say, hey, I am a Latinos Who Lunch listener, they will give you 20% off.
That's it.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Incredible.
Lindo Michoacán. Save water. Drink margaritas. Sunday at the Peterson Automotive Museum. Come and check it out. There's a really cool lowrider show. It's called Ramflas y Inspiración.
Ramflas Inspiración.
Reimagining the lowrider. Anyway, there's going to be an artist panel, and I am going to be there as part of it.
And both of us will be there. I will be there.
Are you
going to
be there?
Yes, girl.
Oh, that's nice. But I'm going to be there with a few of the other artists. Selene Preciado is going to be the moderator, and so is the curator. I love Denise Sandoval, Dr. Denise Sandoval, who put it together. If you go, you can meet her there. But it's going to be me, Esteban Oriol, Mariana Perez Wong, and Leanne Elrod Rodriguez.
Damn, I'm excited. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
So come to the Peterson Automotive Museum. It's right across the street from the LACMA.
And how much is the panel?
I don't know how much it is. Google it, Locas. It's okay. From 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Awesome. We'll be there.
That's May 20th. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., Peterson Automotive Museum. I'll be there.
Que no se les olvide.
And we're back.
Ay, ay, ay. Usted tiene recomendaciones.
You know, the whole time we were talking to Miss Vanjie, I was really just making sure that her voice sunk in so that my impression of Miss Vanjie could get better and better.
And it did, no?
I think so, girl, because... You know, I like eating that Spanish food, but, you know, I got to fit into this drag, girl. Anyway, I love her. I love her so much.
She's the best.
Do you have recommendations?
Why don't you start?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because I have a lot.
Well, I've actually been listening to music, Babalito.
Really? Well, I want to hear all about this.
Okay, so I have been playing the latest Lekele 47 album.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that album.
Over and over again. So I recommend that artist, Lekele 47. And I think that, I don't really know how to spell it, but Babalito will put it in the links for the podcast.
I will find it for you.
Okay. What are your recommendations, Babalito?
So as we've mentioned before, there's all kinds of different podcasts that are coming out.
Yeah.
Latino podcast. And of course, we don't have time to listen to them, but we're working on them. But there's a couple that I want to mention.
Sure.
So the first one, it's actually from Canada, man. We have Latinx podcast from Canada.
Yeah,
this is
everywhere.
Called Doubles Frijoles, that's the name of the podcast.
Okay.
And this is from Salvadorians from Toronto.
Oh, wow.
I get the diversity is amazing. And then there's another one called Mijes Away. And these are actually two Chicanos in Europe.
Oh, cool.
So it's about their experiences in Europe. So again, we have Doubles Frijoles and Mijes Away, but my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm in love with this podcast.
Go ahead.
It's becoming my therapy, dude. It's called Disque Ready. This is by Luisito. Luisito is already one of my new friends of Chicago. We've been talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. We were messaging. Mm-hmm. And I binge listen to his podcast. He is talking about the process of his breakup, the process of getting better and starting to ready to mingle. This get ready to mingle.
Oh,
that's
like
where the
processing
name comes
from. A breakup.
Yes, it's super interesting. And we, the best part of it is the episodes are like 15, 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite episodes was about the constant of how all of a sudden you have this constant thing for years.
Yeah.
Because you rely on that. Like you go home and you have somebody and all of a sudden you don't have that.
Yeah.
And what do you do with that? So she talked about Luisito. Sorry, girl. So he talked about that, about coming to terms with the fact that his constant is not his boyfriend, ex-boyfriend anymore, is himself. And understanding that he was his own constant was the biggest challenge for him. Mm. Girl, when I told you I was crying in the cars, because I was crying in the car. It was beautiful. And I can't wait where he's coming out in the future. I highly recommend it. Disque ready, Luisito. I can't wait to meet you in person. I already know we're going to be really good friends.
Wow, that's so nice. I'm so excited to check it out. I've been seeing his posts and he is so adorable.
Yes.
I just want to squeeze him. Yeah, I mean, it has been a hell of a week, a hell of a month, really.
Dude, and I haven't even told you about my music festival life.
Oh my God, do we have time?
Yeah, we have 10 minutes.
Do it! Beesh! Okay, so I haven't seen you since Coachella.
Before that.
What?
I went to LA to take my students to the Teotihuacan show.
Okay, you can skip that. So talk about Beychella, girl. What happened? You saw
when
it?
When I told you that Beyonce painted Coachella brown, it's because she did. Everybody, it was people from. It was beautiful, yeah. Man. Because Coachella, it's a white fucking festival, and I go there every year. Every year Coachella puts together Latinx bands. It's amazing, but this year it was so beautiful to see in the crowd. People of all different backgrounds. People were into it. Everybody was complaining on the first weekend. This is why I don't go to the first weekend, because the first weekend it's all about like fucking preppy white teenagers taking selfies with celebrities. The second weekend is when like the regular ass fucking people that can still afford it go to, and it was amazing. Dude, that performance, me arrancó la peluquita.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know how to explain it. It was like a big homecoming party. And it was a pyramid of a fucking drumming band from like different historically black colleges around the country. There's a couple of articles. There's one article from the New York Times that talks about the choreographers and all the different things that Beyonce wanted, the sort of routine that she wanted to do, how much they practice. It was flawless.
Oh my gosh.
And then Destiny's Child. They did a medley.
Destiny's Children appeared. Girl. So how, because I saw the first weekend on YouTube.
Yeah.
I actually watched it with Juan.
So the second weekend was very similar. Yeah. However, it was different
costumes,
clothing.
Right?
Yes.
But I heard different people performed.
Oh yeah, J Balvin came out on the second weekend. I mean, I don't care about her.
Beyonce. Yeah.
Mi nombre es J Balvin, y canto así. that was cool, whatever. It was just all at
was
one
he
point,
wearing white jeans?
Bitch, at one point she was floating on top of me. And I don't remember saying this. And then Manuel recorded it. I wish I could get it. But I said, oh my God, she's never been this close before. When he showed me the recording, I'm like, what the fuck is that? He goes, that's you.
Oh my God.
I had an out of body experience. But I have to say that the Lemonade Tour, nothing compares to the Lemonade Tour.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This was
amazing. I mean, that was all Beyonce. This was, she had to work within the confines of Coachella.
Right, but the Lemonade Tour was special. It was perfect.
Is the Formation Tour.
The Formation Tour.
Yeah.
It was a narrative, right?
Yeah.
And I loved it. I can't wait to see her again. I get to Chicago on the 9th, and she performs on the 10th.
Bitch, you better get your ticket, because I know you haven't bought it yet, you dumbass. You better get on it.
No, because I wasn't planning on it. But Luisito is like, when did you get here? I'm like, the 10th. She goes, no, bitch. You have to get here the 9th. I'm like, why? She goes, because Beyonce's here on the 10th. I'm like, no!
Yes.
So I'm going to look for tickets for sure, yeah. But yeah, the Lemonade Tour was just perfection for me. But this was historically incredible. Like, this at a standard, I don't think Coachella can get better than this. I just don't think it can.
Is this really going to be the last year you go?
I'm not going to be in the area anymore. And I don't think I'm going to cancel like class just to fly for the weekend. So I think this was my last year. And I'm very happy to retire with Beyonce. And the most Latinx year ever. I saw Princess Nokia.
Yes.
Bitch, she was insane.
Yes.
Cardi B was amazing. Cardi B, yes, was amazing.
Belcaliz Almanzar, we love you.
Pero espérate, chico.
¿Qué pasó, chico?
So there's called the Sonora stage that has air conditioning. It's a small stage.
Uh-huh.
And that's where all the Latino performers were at.
That's right.
I got there when El Lado Negro started to perform. There was like 40 people, that's it.
Wow.
So Luis, Emmanuel, and I were all the way to the front of the stage. And he sings to you. So he grabs the microphone, y se agacha, y te canta face to face. So we got like a fucking private concert from El Lado Negro. It was so, so, so amazing. We saw so many performers, but I think, I mean, besides Beyonce, obviously, to me, like the performance that is still stuck in my head, it's Princess Nokia. She fucking brought the whole house down. She's amazing.
I want to see her.
Because, you know, like we talked about it in previous episodes. And even listening to her music, I didn't know how badass she was. And she was, that girl didn't stop bouncing the whole entire time.
Wow.
It was so good. It was so good. So it was one of my best Coachellas yet because of that. Because of the amount of Latinx representation, but also because I got the news on my new job as I was getting ready to go on my first day. So I fucking...
Wow.
Me desplayé.
Yeah.
Me desplayé completamente.
That's awesome, dude.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful year. Yeah, I can't complain.
How exciting.
I mean, I wanted to talk about all the exhibitions that I saw, but nothing compares to Beyonce, man. She's perfect.
True. Facts.
Perfection.
Facts are facts, America.
Anyway. Yes, beautiful stuff.
Well, before we sign off, mm-hmm. I have to give shout outs to, because I've met so many amazing people.
Go for it.
And I did this exhibition in Reno called Sanctuary, Santuario. It's about safe spaces and like what does that mean. And right now I've really been playing with the idea of like decoration and craft mm-hmm. as fine art. So I was actually inspired by the movie Sister Act, and then you told me that that was Sister Act, the original one that was filmed in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed right down the street from where the Sierra Arts Foundation is.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So that's why I wanted like an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was filmed based on the movie Entre Tinieblas.
Entre Tinieblas by
Dark Habits by
Pedro Almodóvar.
Pedro Almodóvar, yes. Such so I took scenes from the Almodóvar movie, from the Sister Act movie.
I love it.
And from The Sound of Music, which is like the OG gay nun movie. And I made this...
Oh, three nun movies. Yeah.
I made a sanctuary space based on them. And nice. Then while I was there, people kept telling me like, oh, well, did you know that this movie was filmed here and this movie and this movie? So then it ended up being all these movie. There's this movie girl from the 80s called Desert Hearts.
Uh-huh.
It's like...
Is that why you had a big heart in it?
Yeah. It's like the lesbian Brokeback Mountain. Hot.
Escándalo.
There is a scene in it that was actually filmed in the building. So Sierra Arts is on the base level, and it's an apartment building now, but it used to be a hotel apartment kind of situation. Because in Nevada, the divorce laws were so relaxed. Starting in 1931, you only had to live here for 6 weeks to be a resident,
and
then you
divorced.
Can get your divorce paper signed.
Yeah.
So literally, there's the river. It used to be called the Riverside, like right next to the river, the Truckee River.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Truckee River, which the Paiutes curse. So if any white person touches it, they're stuck there. They're stuck there forever. So don't touch the water. but anyway, so it's the river. The Riverside, which is now the Artist Lofts, mm-hmm. only art that's a artists live there now. And then the courthouse is right next door, so you can go get your paper signed, right?
Wow.
So, and there's this really old post office that's next door. So a lot of movies were filmed in that area. But the scene from Desert Hearts, there's like a love scene that happens in that movie.
I gotta see this.
Cabronas y Chingonas.
I was about to say.
If this is an assignment, bitch, I want to hear you guys talk about this movie and this love scene, because I have never seen anything like it. And it's very tasteful. It's very slow and it's very romantic, but it's also kind of funny and uncomfortable. I don't want to tell you too much about it. Y'all got to watch it. It's on Amazon.
I got to see it. So
check it out. I bought it, so you can. I'll give it to you.
I mean, that could be also recommendations. Entre Tinieblas, Sister Act. Yes. And?
And Desert Hearts.
Desert Hearts.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen Entre Tinieblas, that movie is so fucked up. You guys should watch it.
And it's a great introduction to the filmography of Pedro Almodóvar. Yes.
And if you haven't seen Sister Act 1 and 2, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
There's nothing we can do for
put
you.
Put your life together. Right? Like, who are you? Are you a person? Like, oh
get
my gosh.
Out of here.
Those movies are so good. Like, ew. Like, fuera. Like, chacal. So. Anyway, I didn't even give any shout outs. That was all to say that it took me 2 weeks to make this santuario, the sanctuary, mm-hmm. with imagery from those movies.
It was lit, man. Those pictures were crazy.
So many people came through to help me. So shout out to my friend Claire. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lori, who is actually like a production, Hollywood production person.
We love you,
Lori.
Who
came out for 3 days and like, boom, made it happen. It was incredible.
Damn.
But Claire was with me the whole time. She's amazing.
St. Claire.
St. Claire. St. Claire. I don't know if we should say her full name.
Claire, I stole your toothpaste. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. See? And you probably opened her fridge without asking.
Yes, I
Eres
did.
Eres un descarado. Sinvergüenza, confianzudo.
I should give it to you back, but I really love it. That's my new favorite toothpaste.
Bitch, you need to use that toothpaste more often. That was months ago that we went to Reno. Lávate los dientes,
it's
away.
It's for special occasions.
Oh!
I have like two, girl.
It's special. It's that special toothpaste. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, queen.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Okay. So, I met a few people along the way. Mm-hmm. Santi is one of them. He's a listener that actually tried to meet up with you or something when he was in Las Vegas, but it didn't work out.
It didn't work out, yes.
But he's been a longtime listener, him and Persia and a bunch of the gays in San Francisco. It was so cool to meet him. His family's from Reno, so he came up and helped me one day. I hung out with him. Also, my friend Angie, who I went to high school with.
Angie.
Miss Angie. She was there. Oh, my God. So great reconnecting with her. Along the way, I actually met somebody in Sacramento, because it's like halfway between San Francisco and Reno. Uh-huh. So I stopped there because my Greyhound, I was on the Greyhound, bitch.
Girl.
Kicking it old school.
You cannot ride that shit anymore. They were like using it to kick Ingram's back.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
so everybody boycott Greyhound.
They were sending.
I'm going to find the article and put it in the links.
That makes a lot of sense because. Yeah. I felt like I was going
to prison. I always felt uncomfortable when I rode that shed when I first moved here. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I got late to the transfer bus in Sacramento, so I was stuck there for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to go on my Instagram and I'm just going to see, like, I don't know, do we have listeners in Sacramento? And immediately, our listener Jasmine, she came and picked me up from the Greyhound station.
I love this fucking community.
It was so cool. And she's like, where do you want to go? I was like, I don't know, somewhere quick so we can just like hang out for an hour.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, I'm going to take you to a coffee shop. And we went to this, bitch, you would have loved this coffee shop.
Gentrify white and everything.
Yes, reclaimed wood, Edison bulbs, gender fluid staff. It was all there, bitch. Was dogs inside, dogs outside, dogs painted.
Is it a homeless? Is it a fucking barista? Nobody knows.
A homeless? How old are you? Oh my gosh, so funny. But yeah, it was so cool just meeting them. And Lulu. So Jasmine and Lulu and I think another person. I'm sorry, I have a bad memory, y'all. But they're going to start their own podcast. They're actually two Latina therapists.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So they do counseling and therapy, and they're starting their own mental health podcast. Mm-hmm. So shout out to them for starting it. And they helped me for a little while in Reno. They actually drove up to Reno from Sacramento and helped me the whole day on a Saturday.
That's so cool.
So it was so cool.
We need a therapist on the podcast so we can talk about things.
We need a therapist in general.
Yeah, which, yeah.
Like,
it's taking me a while, but I'm there.
Okay. I know that we're running long, but I don't care. I always felt like a hypocrite because I would always be like, damn, that person really needs therapy. And then I'm over here like wearing like all the red flags for somebody that needs to go to therapy, you know? But I finally took the first step.
Good for you, man.
And started it so then I can go be like, Babalito, you should do therapy. Because I was always like, Babalito would really benefit from talking to somebody that's not going to judge him like I do.
I think we all could benefit from talking to somebody, yeah.
So anyway, I'm glad that you came to that conclusion without me having to tell you. Because I, from jump, I knew that you were going to get defensive if I told you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just led by example.
And I mean,
look at God.
I'm a really slow learner. This is why it took me fucking 10 years to get my PhD.
No comment. So, by the way, before we started recording, fuck it. We're just going to go there today.
Oh, my God.
I got a little emotional because this is the 102nd recording of Latinos Who Lunch. And it's the first time that Babalito has done the producing of it and is going to edit it. And, like, I don't even... I just, like, am... I literally was in shock when I saw Babalito plug his computer into the mixer and know how to record. I can't believe it.
I'm a slow learner, but I'm a really good student. I can be a student for the rest of my life. And you sat with me, and I have my notes, and I got it. I got it.
Wow.
So, again, it can take me years to come out to the realization of whatever I need to learn. But once I put my head in it, I do it, and there's no stopping me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving myself a lot of shout-outs this fucking episode.
You love yourself. Good for you, girl.
I'm feeling myself.
I love it. I love it.
It was a boost to get that job. I'm going to be 100% honest.
Yeah, like, of course. Just, validation, it was a
boost.
Right?
It was a really boost. Yeah. Really boost.
Girl, you need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, so Jasmine and Lulu, you know how we've been asking people to send us their taglines? Because you know how we say five stars only. And we used to say, because visibility is essential.
Now
we're like, hey, is visibility essential or is it a trap, you know?
Yeah.
So people have been sending us, emailing us, and sending us their audio recording. So they sent me an audio recording. Actually, they did it right in front of me on their phones. So I was like, bitch, do it. And we're going to play that instead of us saying it today.
Let's do it.
Okay?
Bye.
Lista?
Yes.
All right. Well, as always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Oh my God, I forgot to mention somebody. So when I was in San Francisco, I met one of the chulitas from the Bay Area. Her name is Sarah Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded with her too. We have to come out with that San Francisco episode because I recorded with like five people.
Do it.
Quick interviews.
Yeah.
But she is so cool. And I was so happy to meet another chulita from a different city because I met most of them from Austin. I met a couple of the LA ones.
I saw chulita coming out of Cuco in Coachella. And I'm like, ah, chulita!
Yes! Yeah, so if you don't know what the Chulita Vinyl Club is, Google it, loca.
Oh, come on, man. What happened? You're losing it.
Anyway, oh, my God.
I'm tired,
who
man.
Who are you?
You know who I met?
This is the Google it, loca. Look. Ready?
Okay.
Google it, loca. There you go.
You know who I met?
Okay.
Luis Guzman. And he wants to be in the podcast.
Luis Guzman?
To be continued.
Really?
That's the New Yorican who plays
girl,
every Mexican.
Put it in the Google calendar.
It's
let's
on
do
it,
this.
Girl. I'm working on it. Okay, I'm good. Working on it.
Okay.
Shout out to Grecia and Danny.
And as always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Please, if you have time, leave us a review on iTunes.
You want to know something?
Guess what, Mimi? 5 stars and 5 stars only.
Because the more visible we are, the more represented we are.
And representation matters.
Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega. Our intern is Carla Lagunas. Our marketing manager is Hector Aguilar. Music by the band Brownout. I'm Favi Fav.
And I'm Babalito.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Miss Vanjie.